2 degrees above zero at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Dave Chatterton from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Brian. It's good to be with you this morning. We've got markets in the green here this morning just by a little bit. We're trying to slowly carve out a bottom here and come off of some recent lows here for the week. We're still going to see corn close down about 3 cents lower, assuming that it stays here. We'll have beans up about 16 for the week and wheat down about 10. The market is, like I said, trying to carve out just a little bit of a bottom here. We've had a sharp rise in CBOT open interest here in the last few days. We've had a little bit of interest here from China, and so there's some talk here that with the official start of the trade agreement, the Phase 1 agreement, you know, had a 30-day implementation period. That 30 days starts tomorrow, so there's some hope that we're going to see some Chinese demand in our markets next week because of the activity we're seeing. We've seen a surge in some of our CIF values and some of the export numbers leading us to believe that maybe we will see that. The market's kind of caught on to that. We've had beans higher for actually 9 days in a row here now, Brian, assuming that we hold on to a firmer close today and covering about 25 cents in the process of doing that. We're also keeping an eye on what's going on in South America. The weather continues to be favorable down there. We've seen a host of different sources increase their crop size projections here over the last week, starting with CONAB and the USDA on Tuesday, and then several private groups through the week. We had the Argentine Rosario Grain Exchange last night raising the Argentine crop estimates by both 1 million metric tons in both corn and soybeans. So those large crops are a bit of an overhang on our outlook going forward into the future. They're going to keep a little bit of a gap as we're going to be forced to compete with what look to be record supplies of corn and soybeans coming out of South America here, this spring. Additionally, we're going to continue to watch what happens in these outside markets. We had another surge in the coronavirus cases overnight. There is some discrepancy there about how things are being reported and where we want to go, but certainly that's on our minds. We're also seeing farmers still discussing the ARC PLC decision that's due at your FSA offices by March 15th. If you need some help on that, generally we're happy to walk you through that and take a look at that. And, crop insurance deadline is the same day. The crop insurance discovery price so far on the spring numbers, the February averages right now stand at $3.92 for corn. That was versus $4 last year. We're at $9.20 on soybeans, where we were $9.54 last year. So certainly some important decisions coming up and things to be paying attention to, Brian.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for that update. Dave Chatterton joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and cold today, a high of 17 degrees. Wind out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. We've seen wind chills as cold as 20 below this morning. Those should improve as the day goes on. Clear skies for tonight down to a low of 12 above. Mostly cloudy, quite a bit warmer for the day tomorrow. We'll get up to a high of 37 degrees. Right now, 2 above zero here in Urbana, 2 below in Bloomington Normal, 1 below in Decatur, 1 below in Danville. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 2 degrees at 9 o'clock. 1A is next.